Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg 26, Pretoria 27, Mafeking 25. We start in Vanderbijl Park, where the Magistrates Court has denied bail to a 32-year-old woman accused of selling her 2-year-old son to unknown individuals.
It is alleged that on the 10th of November 2024, the mother sold her 2-year-old son and allegedly reported a false case to the police. In court, she asked to be released on bail. However, the state successfully opposed her release on bail. The matter is postponed to the 7th of April for further investigations.
Spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority, Lumka Mahanjana, says the charges against the woman include human trafficking, conspiracy to commit robbery, and making a false police statement. The child remains missing. Now to international relations, and France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has warned that allowing Russia to violate Ukraine's sovereignty would set a dangerous global precedent. This comes as US President Donald Trump announced he expects to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Saudi Arabia for peace talks. Barrett spoke to the media on the sidelines of the G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg. He says a Ukrainian defeat could encourage more powerful nations to threaten their smaller neighbors.
Ukraine has been discussed during this G20 meeting, starting with the statement of President Ramaphosa, who said that it was not acceptable for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity to be violated, not only because of Ukraine itself and its destiny, but also because this capitulation of Ukraine today would set a terrible example for every country in the world.
Now to Johannesburg, and the hunger strike by WITS students has come to an end after an agreement was reached between the university and the SRC. Both parties agreed to seek assistance from private accommodation service providers to sponsor additional beds. The university is also extending the deadline for student registration to close of business on Tuesday. The North Gauteng High Court has interdicted the Tshwane Metro Police from impounding e-hailing cars that are operating without permits. E-hailing operators such as Uber, Bolt and Vanatu had their cars impounded in recent months, all due to a backlog in the issuing of the permits by the Gauteng Transport Department. City of Tshwane spokesperson Sabi Bukava says they have noted the ruling and are seeking a legal opinion on the matter.
Tshwane will make a public announcement after concluding all the necessary consultations with the relevant stakeholders and determine the way forward. The city remains committed to continuously working with all stakeholders to ensure that the law is upheld, permits duly issued to those that comply, and ensuring that these service providers can participate in the city's economy.
And a stellar defensive effort by the Blitzbox earned them a clean sheet on day one of the Vancouver Sevens, securing Pool B victories over New Zealand and Ireland. The Springbok Sevens still have to take on Australia in their final pool match just after 9:30 tonight, but the two wins secured them a spot in the quarterfinals of the tournament, which takes place early tomorrow morning. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elish from myself and the Jacaranda FM News team. Have a good afternoon.
Jacaranda FM Weekends. Be like. Number 21.
I've been chasing another